Ne? So, looking at my window, am I on? Yeah, hey, hello everybody. I'm Wolfgang Tremmel and I'm chairing this next session. With me is Florian Schiedl and he will talk about how to start in this industry. And I guess that's quite interesting, especially for the number of students who are here. What's your first day? How you get started? And how to make your way into the internet industry? Florian, you have the stage.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank for the opportunity to be here. And maybe someone has been wondering what the reason is for this talk, and most of us has a day one at his career and has to find his way to manage the new experience, task, and processes. And that's exactly what this talk aimed at. And I just want to shed light on the entry of a career starter. And I want to show you with this talk how my start was with my new employee. And in addition, I want to give like-minded people an insight into how the start as a career starter was and possibly the fear of taking a big step. And before we start with the talk, here are some facts from me. Who am I? My name is Florian Schiedl. I work as a network engineer in the network operation department at Anexia. I'm based in Vienna. And I mentioned the big step. And yes, this was for me a big step because before I traveled to Vienna, I was based in Berlin. And yeah, I successfully complete my traineeship as a IT specialist for system integration in January this year. And I worked previously for a city provider in Berlin. And one of the biggest thing in my free time is American football. And yeah, so let's start with the talk. I thought we'd start with my first day, and I think my first day was equal to everyone other first day. I've met the new colleagues just virtual in this situation, and I've got my login data to all system tools and etc. I have to change it. I think you know what I have to done. And yeah, the first few days I start on a Thursday, and I spent the first days to reading our internal documentation, taking notes and asking colleagues question. And yeah, you have seen the presentation from Theo about our location upgrades. And while I'm browsing our documentation, I found this documentation in our internal documentation tool, and I thought it was a good idea to read it and to look at this because I just think, okay, that's interesting. So you can read it this for maybe 1 or 2 hours. But yeah, one working day later, I was finished with our documentation. And yeah, why I'm telling this? Because I thought it's not easy to figure out what is the right documentation or what is the first step. Okay, so what's important for the few days? And yeah, it was important because it's a big topic, and but it was very many stuff to read. And yeah, so on Friday, I take the opportunity to ask one of my colleagues, hey, do you have some time for me? I've got some question about our documentation, about the upgrades of our location. And yeah, he took this time, and I asked all my question. And after this session, I had many question marks flying around on my head. And yeah, with this feeling, I went into the first weekend, and I have a lot of time to think about all the new input. And yeah, after my first weekend, I start into the first full week. And yeah, so as you can imagine, a normal onboarding in the office was not possible in this situation we are at the moment, and all the workshops, that the main topic of my first week was carried out on virtuality. And here I should get a feeling for our tools and learn to use them. These workshops should also bring the contact to the colleagues a little bit closer. And yeah, the topics is once a very variety of topics. And during these workshops, I took many of notes and asked questions when everything was unclear. So I thought on Wednesday, in my first week, my team leads came to me and say, Florian, we have a project for you. And yeah, so I have the workshops and my first project. And I know maybe this task, so the first task was the documentation. So I have to document a selection of location and to create a topology. And so that we can see on one view how our locations are connected, the devices are connected, and so that we can see on one view what happened on this location. And I know it's just a big thing, so with the documentation, but I have to say, and this part of the beginning is was very good that I got this task, because so I got a few the fast overview over our network, and I can see how we operate our network and how the standard we live is to be implemented. Another big task when you start in for a new employee is how did I integrate to the team? And of course, everyone who is new in a team would like to integrate in this team and find a connection. And of course, you want to support them with your knowledge and your person. And you would like to manage the work, the day-to-day work. Together. So as you can see, I wrote down 4 points. And as you can see, there are 2 points that obviously don't fit. And it could be point 1 and 4. Of course, I'm just joking. Yes, point 2 and 3. And in the beginning, I looked over the shoulder of my colleagues on certain tasks and showed myself how to proceed. I also asked colleagues if I couldn't support them, and here I received small tasks from the beginning. For example, one of my colleagues gave me the task to exchange some hardware on one of our locations, and it was good to take this task because it helps me to get in touch with our day-to-day work. And here I have contact with the data centers. I get in touch with the portals or emails and whatever the data center are using the communication. I could get an overview about the day-to-day business. And yes, the most helpful thing in this task was our documentation tool NetBox, and it was a great help. But the documentation of the locations was made, and that we had a quick overview of the hardware connections of devices and the carrier lines that are on this location, and I could create a remote hand sheet for the engineers at the location. So they know about the location of the server at the rack unit and which rack and so on. And it was a great help in this case. And yeah, so I just get in contact with the colleagues, ask them for task and ask question.
Okay, I think we lost the sound. Florian? Florian, you're on mute. Please unmute yourself.
Yes, I'm on mute.
Okay. Okay, you're back.
Okay. So it was great to see in the netbox how we manage them, and I can create a remote hands sheet for the engineers at the location. So they have all the information about the task in the mail or in the portal, and we can manage the task very fast. Yeah, so let's go to the next slide. I have no remotes. Yes, thank you, Wolfgang. Troubleshoot. Everyone knows this. Troubleshoot is one of the biggest part in our job. And after 2 weeks, I've got my first customer ticket, and the customer describes some packet loss from Europe to Asia. And so I look at the connection between the two locations via an MTR and saw there were a few problems here. And I contact the carrier and got some quickly answer that there are some undersea cable problems on this line. And if you all imagine that this task will be not now ready for 1 hour or everything else. And so we have to manage this problem. And I talk to a colleague and ask him, hey, here's some problem with this line. So if you so what can we do? And he told me, okay, you can change the routing. So we did it. And so we changed the routing from Asia over America to Europe. I know it's not the best construction, but it works, and the customer has no disadvantage. And after the line was fixed from the carrier, we changed the routing back, and everything was well. And yeah, so that's to the topic packet loss. And I've got one more example to the routing problem. Another ticket came in, and customer describes, hey, I see some routing problems. We cannot reach our services. So in this case, I use an MTR2, and I can see that there was a layer 3 loop. And of course, I saw a layer 2 loop as well in the traineeship. So we create one in the lab, but the layer 3 loop was new for me, and was a little bit exciting to see that the packets are going in a loop, but for the customers was not very well. So in this case, we wrote to the carrier again and told him the problem. And at the end, he told us he has a misconfiguration on his side. And yeah, so after he fixed it, we can solve this problem. So I came to the end of my presentation, and it's a summary. Wolfgang, could you please maybe switch to the, thank you very much. My summary is ask too much rather than too little, and stupid questions are only though they are not asked. Thank you very much, Momo, for this statement. And at the beginning, take your time and deal with all new impressions. The learning curve is very high at the beginning, and even now for me. So, and one of the most parts and where I learned the most is take a topic you haven't heard of yet. And yeah, good luck in your start in your career. And if you have any question, please feel free to ask. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Florian. I've got a couple of questions from the chat and also one question of my own. So Julian Lannert from the chat asks, do you work remotely from Germany or did you move for the job?
Julian, thank you very much for the question. I moved for the job from Germany to Austria.
All right. And are you working remotely or are you working from the office?
I am working at the moment remotely.
Okay. How hard was that getting into the team working remotely? Because a lot of people, and there's also a question from Julian and also a question of my own, because we all value the chat at the coffee machine. You learn a lot of things when you go just for a coffee and meet someone and ask a colleague, what are you doing today and what's going on and so on. And how hard was that getting into a new job without the coffee machine chat?
So it's not really hard because we get in touch every day via calls or chat messages. So I have everyday contact to the colleagues, and yes, it's not the same. So, but it's what not very hard.
Okay, a couple of more questions. I have one from Marco Hegenberg, and he asks, how did you find your current position? Did you also consider other opportunities?
I don't know really what the point of the question is. Could you please repeat
it? Well, he asked basically, did you hear from the did you see it on Monster or did you
this was just in German we say Vitamin B. I know Theo from and Stefan, from the team leads, from the community, and so I ask him if they have any free space for new employees.
Okay, and I have another question of someone who wants to remain anonymous, and he asks, did you feel it more difficult to gain the trust of superiors compared to face-to-face in the office?
No, I don't think. I have contact to superiors, and I thought it's important that we have a contact. So in the beginning, I have every week on one day to talk to my superior, to where he asked me, okay, how do you feel? It's all good, or do you need anything? So I thought that was an important thing in the beginning.
Okay, and the last question is from Simon Pollack, and he asks, so you moved for the job and didn't work before as a network engineer with a question mark, and sounds like a huge step. What gave you the confidence to do so, and did you have a plan B or?
Okay, thank you very much for the question, Simon. I have no really experience as a network engineer, and I it was an open conversation, and it was to see, okay, I'm a freshman in the career start, and here I saw when you get the day and day work, as I mentioned in the talk, you find your way in the work, and I've got some input during my traineeship with the network, with the network thing. So I had a little bit experience from the traineeship, and yeah.
Okay, I think question queue is now closed. And Florian, thank you very much for this presentation. I think it was really helpful, especially if new people want to join the industry, what to expect. As we all said, we are an open branch. We are all very friendly. But all this technical talk can perhaps makes it for new people a little bit difficult. But as I said, thanks for sharing your experience with us. And with that, I would like to hand over to the next presenter. Thank you, Florian. See you around,
Thank
perhaps
you
in person at the next conference.